Again, welcome. We, in the month of June, are going to be talking about the ability to release and let go. And as the symbolism of the song talks about, we're going to learn how to release the shore, those things that we know, those memories of the past, so that we can float into the mystery, so that we can release and let go and know that God's will of good is paramount to anything else, so long as we allow ourselves to release. If you were here, and if you saw, if you saw us on our YouTube Live, hello, everyone. You remember last week, I had a unique Memorial Day ceremony, Memorial Day weekend, in which I invited us to change our consciousness. Yes, we honor and thank God for the service of the people who protect us here on our land and abroad. And the question that I brought to each and every one of us is, when will we shift our consciousness so that there is war no more? How can we shift our consciousness so that we don't need to plan for war for our protection and safety? And so a part of the release and letting go is, how do we do that? And it is a shifting of the consciousness so that we can release these preconceived notions of what a human is, or a human or a person is. Because that's usually what gets us stuck, right? Every time I have this discussion with everyone, they talk about, well, but as humans, we can't do this. As humans, we can't do that. As humans, we can't not think of battling. We love to argue. We love to be right. There is no way our humanness will allow us to release and let go for peace. And I am saying one of the things that we need to let go of is the thought that there is no way that as humans that we cannot release the humanness or the illusion of the world, and that in reality, who we truly are the beloved of God. Who we truly are the children of God. It is time for us to stop feeling inadequate, unable to make the shifts and changes, for us to walk into our divinity, for that is exactly what Jesus taught. Am I right or wrong? I asked them. And when are we then going to embrace, do something different than our past teaches us in the Bible of the disciples, and hold on to that only one man can do it, but we actually start embracing the truth that Jesus Christ started teaching us, which is that we are all more adequate than what we think. We are the beloved. But I really do think sometimes that we can't release and let go of this because we are comfortable in our inadequacy. Ouch. I even say it for myself. Because then we would have to shift and change into that mystery, yes, that we just sang about. One of my favorite quotes is from Marianne Williamson. You've heard me say it before. You'll hear me say it again. I think you know the one thing that I'm about to say. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. What a profound statement. Because we say it all, we do it all the time. We live in our inadequacy. We live in our thoughts and our capabilities of inability, or we would change, right? Because it's easier to stew in that than to try to figure out what's going on. And this is not a blame or a shame. It's just a fact that we can look at and choose to change, yes? I will never shame or blame you and say, you people, you people. I will say get it together, but it's not all wrong. We are taught to do this, right? Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Who am I not to be brilliant, gorgeous, Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. You're playing small. Does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within each and every one of us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our own presence automatically liberates others. That's from Marianne Williamson in her famous book, Return to Love. So instead of being in our comfort zone, and I would seem to remember, I think that she's right. That's probably why that's one of my favorite quotes. Why I say it so long is for us to remember that we are here to shine, to move out of our comfort zone, to move away from the things that we remember, to move away from the past, release and let that past go, that past of as humans we are fallible, as humans we destroy, as humans we battle, as humans we can't get it right, as humans we are doomed to the darkness that we continue to project on the world. The reality is that we are all, no matter what the mistakes we have made. We are all, no matter who you throw up, no matter whose name you throw at me. Throw a couple out that you will, I dare you, come on. Who do you think that you kind of question about Christ? Jerry, I know you want to say Trump. I know, but a couple people thought that. Beyond, how about Hitler, Mussolini? Yeah. What? Yeah, okay. Anyone else? There's a number of people. My supervisor, okay, I love the board, so it wasn't you. Come on. Your ex-husband. Let it roll, come on. Hitler, Stalin, what? Your brother-in-law. Hitler, yes. Mussolini. We said that. We're going to. You know what? And some people thought Obama was the worst thing. That President Ford, that a number of the presidents are the worst thing in the world. So we'll say, why don't we clump them all together? All presidents, no matter what we liked. I know we have our favorites, but we want to be Switzerland here, right? Yeah. How about this? I need to be Switzerland here. And with all this talk and all this flurry that's going on in your mind, spoken or spoken, yes, I still stand here firm in saying that we are all the beloved of God. We are all the children of God. We just keep forgetting the things that continue to have us going and showing up in this humanness versus in our humanity is holding on to the past. Holding on to those thoughts that are illusions, holding on to things so that we don't have to change, because change can be hard. But you know what? It doesn't have to be hard, because that's an illusion of the past, just because we had some hard stuff happen in our history. Once we change our consciousness and we say, you know what? Releasing and letting go of those past memories, releasing and letting go of my fears, releasing and letting go of my assumptions of what other people see me as and how I see myself as inadequate is easy. This reminds me of a story that I heard about Sid Caesar. I'm old enough to kind of remember. I was a kid, but you guys know Sid Caesar. There's some proud seniors like, I know. There's a story about Sid Caesar that when he came to his height of fame, he was being interviewed. And the interviewer asked him, what is the funniest thing that you can account about your success or about your show, The Show of Shows? And he thought for a second as he's thinking about this wonderful thing, because The Show of Shows was the stuff in its day, right? It was big. And so he thought, you know, the most interesting thing, the funniest thing that happened was that one day my little girl came in from school and said, you know what? Everyone at school is talking about the Sid Caesar and the Show of Shows and how funny he is. And Sid Caesar said, my wife said to her, well, I'm so glad you're proud of your father. He states that the kid, his daughter looked at him and said, you're Sid Caesar? Luckily for his ego, he thought it was funny. But how many times do we allow other people's projection allow us to make us small, keep us in this perceived thought of what humanity is? The shifting of the consciousness is believing that as humans, we are divine, that the purpose of us being here is as Jesus taught us, that we are divine beyond measure. It's interesting that when Jesus asked his disciples close to the ending of his life, people were starting to say stuff about him, and so he went to his disciples. Of course, again, since I don't have a Bible in my hand, this is my verbiage of what was said, right? So Jesus goes and says, if we listen, Jesus said these things about us. Oh, sorry, I've missed. No wonder I'm confused. Let me go from memory. So Jesus asked his disciple, who do people say that I am? And they all kind of looked around like, is this a trick question, right? Really? Peter had the strength, the courage to stand up and say, well, of course you're they say that you're the Savior. And so he looked and he asked his disciples, who do you say I am? And again, Peter stood up and said, well, you're the Christ. You're the living God. Beloved, the story comes, and this lesson, that way we teach it, isn't that Jesus was just saying, I'm the stuff, I am the beloved. He was trying to teach his disciples that we are all the beloved. We are all the presence, the power, the joy of the spiritual revolution that we need to grab a hold of. And it's so old, I don't know how much of a revolution it is, but it's a revolution because we haven't done anything about the actualizing of the truth that we are all embodied, the presence of God. I also find it interesting, afterwards, Jesus told his people, well, I'm glad you know this, but don't tell anyone else, right? Right after his words, he said, this is between us. And I believe that Jesus said this not because he felt that he was inadequate. It was because people couldn't grasp the truth. And just like so many people around, they would try to bring you down, right? Because everyone goes back into their history of what humans are. Beloved, it's time for us to stand forth. Because Jesus also told us something else great about ourselves. And he said, these things that I do, these things, these miracles, the lifting of the dead, the healing sickness, all of that, you and you, all of us, this and more are we meant to do. Until we realize that our humanness, our humanity is actually divine. Once we change our consciousness, we will then join the revolution. Revolution is such a warring word, but it doesn't have to be. We will change the movement to move forward, to grab hold. And how do we do this? We have to do it individually, one by one, recognizing the truth of ourselves, taking into our consciousness, no, I'm not going to take it anymore. Allow your yeses to be yeses and noes to be noes. And most of the time, we'll go, no, I'm not going to accept the truth of who I am. And yes, I'll stand forth with the past. I need you to change that. We all need to change that and go and say, Father, God, Mother, whatever you call God, spiritual, creative, I am, whatever you call God, say, yes, here I am. Use me. I am your conduit. I choose. And that's the first thing. Second thing, actually, the first thing is to recognize what you're doing, how you're playing it small, how you're refusing to step into the greatness and the knowledge and change. Second thing is to choose to change. We can either do two things. We can either stay where we're at in our comfort zone, or we can do as the song says, move away from the shore and flow into the mystery. And that sounds dangerous, but really, when we're talking about God, the mystery isn't all that mysterious, because with God, we know that God only wants our good. We know that God will create circumstances and situations that open us up to our good. The only thing that is holding us up from receiving it is whom? Amen. We're the ones who are keeping the doors closed, the windows closed. Instead, we're the ones keeping our heart locked in because we have been scared of our past abuses. Those times when we've kind of peeked through the door only to have the door slam in our face and we say that that's God. No, we need to open it wide up and expect the glory of God. Expect that our humanity is a spirituality, that we are truly, all of us, not just one man, all of us are the daughters and sons of God. And the only way we will change everything in the world, the only way we will move forward, is to continue to release and let go of the garbage that we want to hold on to and choose a different way. So before our affirmation, I want us, if you feel at least any stirring of wanting to do this, affirm something with me. Say with me, God, I am willing, available, and ready to release the past. Say it with me. God, I am willing, available, and ready to release the past. If you want an exhilarating experience, go forward moving in prayer, expecting the exhilarating experience. The exhilaration that God's will of good is there with you. Pray in the knowing. You don't have to beseech. Just say, I am your open conduit. Use me. I am willing. I am able. I am available and ready to be used. And that's all we need to do. It's that simple. Is it easy? Maybe not. But to make it easy, practice, practice, practice. So as we move forward, we're going to talk more about the releasing and letting go of the binding of the past, of our fears, of the things, and how we can release and let them go and choose to move forward in the evolution, in our own evolution. The evolution that if each and every one of us, even just here and there, just choose to change, yes, the world will change. And so, I ask you now to repeat the affirmation. And I'll actually, let me say it to you. Just hear the words, and then we'll manifest it in words together. So just sit back and I am at peace with my past. I move forward by letting go of the past. And I am grateful and happy to experience new joys in my life. The first two are denials. The last one is an affirmation. So let's say our denials and affirmations, that erasing of the past and filling that void with the truth. I am at peace with my past. I move forward by letting go of the past. I am grateful and happy to experience new joys in my life. And so it is. Woo. Amen.